Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Mo have the top three things that are trending in Texas coming up in just a few minutes. Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Your 7-Eleven guy was back,
He was back. Everything's right in the world. Okay. I found out that he thought he had COVID, but no, it was just a cough. He thinks that he's just got allergies. He went on and on about it.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to know that you're updated on that. Because I know you were concerned yesterday after you got back from vacation that he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. It was weird.
Kind of weird. It's kind of weird the way, and we've talked about this before on the show, how your routine in the morning... Like, you have this routine, or I do, have this routine, and if you get off that routine by even a couple of minutes...
Oh, yeah.
It's like everything is all... Nothing works anymore.
No, yes. we all do. Well, we have the same parking spots. Mo and I lose our minds if someone takes
our parking takes
spot.
Your parking spot,
yeah,
right.
Ruins
and it's
everything.
5 o'clock in the morning, and there's 1,000 other open parking spots. But anyway, glad you're here with us this morning. We have Mo Knows Country coming up in about 20 minutes. Also, interesting topic today on jury duty. That's just about 10 minutes away. If you've ever babysat or house sat for someone, we want to talk to you. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But right now, let's find out what is happening here in Texas. Here are the top three things that are trending this morning in Texas.
Number three,
our hometown favorite, Simone Biles, has a new adventure, a restaurant at the airport.
What?
Signage just went up. Bush Airport teasing construction inside Terminal A for a restaurant called Taste of Gold. Taste of Gold.
I see what
kind of makes
did.
Sense, right?
Yeah, she said.
I'm a foodie at heart, and her hope is to offer a beautiful dining experience that features, get this, award-winning menu items. Ha, 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 ha. So some of her favorite foods. I get it. I mean, go for it, girl.
Number two.
It's been almost a year of us hearing about mail issues with the United States Postal Service here in Houston.
Gosh, yes.
There was a full-blown congressional investigation, and we heard that we were getting equipment updates and everything seemed to be dragging on for months and then kind of went away. Well, allegedly it's back. So if you're trying to get a package or send a wedding invitation, good luck. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're declining to answer specific questions, but they're saying they're monitoring it on a daily basis.
But it should be fine for the election.
Everything's fine.
Kind of mail-in ballot.
Yeah, it's great. Everything's great.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Honestly, I have not paid any attention. Do we know if it's Helen or Helene yet?
You know what? I did not pay attention either.
Dang it. Either. We need to listen. We're tracking the tropics. The next storm to form could get the name Helene. Helen.
What is it?
It should be tomorrow, though.
I think it's Helene.
Okay, so tomorrow is what we're looking for. Wednesday, when she moves into the Gulf, where it will rapidly intensify into a major hurricane before making landfall on Thursday. Of course, lots of ifs about everything. But today, for us, another unseasonably warm day with possibly rain around 4 to 8 p.m.
See, as long as we think it's coming toward Houston, everybody knows every single thing about a potential storm. But as soon as they said it's turning and going to Florida, we didn't care anymore.
Helen, Helene.
We don't even know her name.
No.
Exactly. That's what's trending in Texas this morning. Top three things you're going to be hearing about all day long. And they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get a name in?
time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Yeah, so my name is Emily, and I'm calling from Katy, Texas. So I'm starting my first day of my last year of law school today, and I'm just so blessed because I come from a single-parent household, low-income family. I'm a first-generation student, so I couldn't have gotten where I am today without the support I have and God's grateful help with him.
I mean, and way to really do it, sister. Law school.
I know, right?
Yes, it's hard. It's not like Legally Blonde.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it down to my level. Your family must be so proud.
They are, yes. We're counting down the days to graduation, so super excited.
Well, keep fighting. You deserve it, and we'll celebrate at the end of the year with you.
Yes, thank you.
We're very proud of you, too, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, throw your hand in the air. Can I get an amen for Emily and her first day of the last year of law school?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. And let's continue the good news with a chance for you to go to the Texans game against the Jaguars this weekend.
That's right. It's happening Sunday at NRG, and we want you there. Caller 10 is getting in right now. 713-881-5500.
We call this Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it goes on all day today. Keep it here on The Bull. All right, Texans Ticket Tuesday continues at 710 this morning here on 100.3 The Bull, your next chance to be a winner on 100.3 The Bull. What is the sound? There was like weird sound coming out of everywhere. Mo and Eric have spent the last day and a half making fun of my vacation.
Oh my gosh, George, you make it so easy.
Why do I make it easy? I had a wonderful vacation.
Yes.
You know, we talked all about Eric's vacation yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got remarried on the beach of Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Vow renewal, very romantic.
Margaritas.
Beautiful pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We talked about the drunk guy that he met.
Yeah. And Mo went to Chicago.
I did.
She visited family, friends, all that kind of stuff.
Game.
I went to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I had a wonderful time, and I can't figure out why you all are making fun of me and picking on me so
much. You're not finishing the sentence, George.
What am I not telling you? Did I not go to Europe?
You did go to Europe, but Eric and I both gave a couple details about some things we did while we were there.
Yeah. Okay.
So give some of your qualifying details.
Let's see. I went to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to Austria.
Yeah, you're not giving the details.
I went to Bavaria. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't even know where those places are.
Desserts.
Let me just tell you what George did. He sat through a yodeling class. He did some trumpet blowing thing, and then he called sheep on a gondola.
It's an elf horn. I went to where they shot The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound.
Those are the details that we will never let him live down.
Why is it so funny that I went someplace that they shot The Sound of Music?
Because that's why you went there.
Yeah, it was.
happened to also be there. You went there for that.
I actually ran around the fountain in the gardens and sang, I am 16 going on 17.
Wow.
And so I ran around the fountain. It was wonderful.
You flew 12 hours in a plane.
12-hour nonstop flight.
Yes. 12 hours without stopping. 12 hours in one plane in the air to see where The Sound of Music took place.
Yeah, I did. It was wonderful. And if you would like Alp Horn lessons, I'm happy to show you.
This is becoming a pattern.
Why?
Because remember when you went to Amsterdam and did nothing?
Oh, we went to Amsterdam where anything goes.
and he showed us flowers. Tulips.
He sat here and did a flip show on his phone for us that lasted 45 minutes, and it was just flowers. Flowers and boats.
And this time was very similar, but it was yodeling classes.
It was okay.
And dancing men.
I did sit through a yodeling class.
Yeah,
I did.
We saw it on the video.
And dancing men. Mm-hmm. These are a few of my favorite things.
And that is why we will never let George live down this vacation.
I love going to Europe.
We're happy for you. That's not the thing. That's not
the
it.
Thing.
It's not it. That's not why we're laughing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had very, very different vacations.
Yes. Yeah.
I know we did, but that's the beauty of our show. We did not.
It is. Well-rounded.
It's
we
well-rounded.
Are.
Yes. Exactly.
Can you yodel for us now that you've learned?
You know what? I can.
Okay. Yes.
Let's do it on air right now. For everyone to hear.
This is your big moment, George. You flew 24 hours.
What? I enjoyed going to Austria and Bavaria.
That's great.
Very different vacations. Yeah.
Who are we to judge what makes you happy,
exactly,
George?
Exactly right. Exactly. Yes. You are not supposed to judge me for what makes me happy. I don't judge you.
I think that's actually why we get paid.
It's in our job description.
Never let George live this down.
Fine. I'm not sharing. I am. You know what? I am not sharing my pictures of guys in lederhosen with you at all. I am not anymore. It's Bull Bash night at Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Drew Baldridge is going to be there. We'll see you there all evening long at Pasadena Rodeo here from 100.3 The Bull.
Over the weekend, my three-year-old brought a dead duck into the kitchen.
What?
I was doing laundry and I heard of my husband, the plumber, say, "Don't freak out. Don't freak out." I'm like, okay. So I walk out of the laundry room and Sailor, the three-year-old, is standing there with two hands, like presenting this dead duck to me.
Where did she get the dead duck?
From hunting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my husband was hunting over the weekend and brought home, you know, ice chest full. And I guess Sailor decided to go into the garage while he was cleaning them. And she made a friend or a few. And the pictures are horrendous. I tried to post one, like a edited one on Instagram, and it got taken down.
Oh, because it was like hunting ducks and
I mean, I didn't know that was illegal. But it's a new life that has come forth.
You don't think she's traumatized at all?
No. There's pictures of her as he's like taking the meat out for, you know, to prep it to cook it. She's right there by his side, like helping him. She's very interested in, like, you know, all the different body parts and the inside.
Again, you don't think she's traumatized at all? No. The fact that she's totally like, la 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 la, look at the guts.
I mean, she's my child, you know, just like super.
That's valid.
Even.
She is your child.
Yeah.
And also, it's something that daddy does.
Right. She's so very mad she didn't get to go.
Yeah. She loves her daddy.
I want to be there for the murder.
Yes.
What did, what animal, a dead or alive, did your children bring home?
Oh, no. You say there's more from this?
713-881-5500. We'd like to know the story. You ever get a dead animal presented to you?
Not dead. I did have live, though. Okay. My daughter walked into the house with a puppy once, and she was probably not even two yet. And
where did
I go,
she get a puppy?
That was my exact question, George. Where in the world did this puppy come from? And why are people leaving you alone? Mm-hmm. And it turns out that the neighbors had a litter of puppies, and they were trying to get rid of them. So the neighbor gave my daughter one to try to get me to adopt this dog.
Adopt the dog.
I immediately took that dog back and said, no, thank you.
See, I had kind of the dead and alive story.
Ooh.
Because
boys.
Matthew, when he was four, our dog got a hold of a possum.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, shook the possum. And we grabbed the dog, brought the dog inside, that kind of stuff. Possum dead right there in the front yard.
Yeah, sure.
Matthew picked it up.
Oh, no.
And he was like, we should do something with it. We should give it a funeral, you know,
whatever.
And so he was carrying it in the house. And Deanna was like, are you sure that's it? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the dog really, you know, had its way with it.
George.
Laid it down on the rug
George.
In the foyer. No, swear to goodness.
George. What'd your wife do?
And in about 60 seconds, yes, bing, lights go on. Possum's in the house, doesn't know how to get out.
Yeah.
Freaks us all out. Yeah. We're scrambling around. I'm trying to open the front door. The dog wants to run after it, mm-hmm. so we're holding the dog. So I had the dead and alive animal all in our house. What did your kids bring home? What animal did your kids bring home? 713-881-5500. We want to hear your stories now on The Bull. All right, we got lots of stories we got to share. But Jessica from Dayton, please do not go anywhere. We're going to get to your phone call. You're not going to believe what Jessica's kid brought home. It all started with Mo and her daughter, Sailor.
Yes, my three-year-old walked into the kitchen over the weekend with a dead duck that had come from the garage that my husband had hunted over the weekend. It's really something. Starting early, I guess.
Starting early. So we got to thinking about what animals have your kids brought home. Dead or alive can be either one. 713-881-5500 is the number.
All right, so let's head over to Richmond. That's where Angelina lives. Hey, what did your kid bring home?
He brought home a pocket full of worms from school.
Oh, how long had he had those worms in his pocket?
A while.
Uh-huh.
So brought him home from school and noticed grass sticking out of his pocket. Asked him why he had grass, and he said it was to feed his wiggly worms.
Yes.
And so
were they still wiggly?
We changed our... I didn't check. Okay. I made my husband check when he got home. We changed our pants right then and there. But he had picked them up during playground time, which was not immediately before pickup, so... Yeah.
I love it. Angelina, so you're the best. Sweet. I love that. Animals Aww. That your kid brought home can be dead or alive, mm-hmm. I suppose. Debbie is in Angleton. Debbie, what you said you had three boys. What was the wildest thing they ever brought home?
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
Okay. Yeah, I have three boys. We were out living out in the country, and so I was doing laundry. And I thought, well, I'm going to check the pockets before I do this. So I stick my hand in the pocket, and I feel something, and I pull it out, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I called him in there, and I said, what is this? And he said, it's a snake.
Oh!
And I said, it didn't have a head. I said, where is the head? And he said, I pulled it off.
Oh, wow. Oh! How old?
Yeah, he pulled. At the time, he was four.
Okay.
But
he had a live crawdad in the other pocket.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. Now he's a pocket.
With the head and everything.
Wow. He had a snack if he needed. I mean, a little crawfish.
All right.
All right, but this is a call I've been waiting to hear about. Jessica, thank you so much for hanging on.
She's on the phone in Dayton. Jessica, tell us your story.
So my kids went deer hunting with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought home a lamb. They found it in the middle of the road. It was a little baby.
Aww.
And so they brought it home. And my dad just fell in love with it and kept it. And then a couple of weeks later, they went out and bought another one.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you're a farmer.
So we have a partner. Yeah.
So you're a sheep farmer now.
And I also like the detail you said, your children's father. That is not your husband, right?
No.
Like that detail? We just got to really nail that one in. Like, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I feel
you. They just thought it was so cute and had to bring it home.
Why couldn't it go to dad's house?
By itself. Yes.
Dad get the ram. Yeah. All right. Things that your kids brought home. Thank you for sharing your stories. They're always awesome as you wake up here with George, Mo, and Eric on 100.3 The Bull. We're coming up in less than 10 minutes. Time to do a little jury duty. Your opinion will help us get a verdict on today's topic. It's coming up at 7:10 here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in less than 5 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, you have a chance to win your way into the Texans and Jaguars game. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, woo-hoo! So keep it here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, it's time to get jury duty started. We're just solving daily dilemmas out there. And today, the question is,
would you kick me out of bed for eating crackers? Okay, that's not the question.
That is not the question.
Let me start over.
Okay.
The question. It's unclean to eat in bed. Yes or no?
Ooh. It's unclean to eat in bed. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Shocking.
So you say it is unclean to eat in bed. You think it's nasty?
Oh, it's nasty.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Never eat in bed.
Ever?
Oh. No.
What about if you're just like cuddled up watching a movie, yeah, having some popcorn?
First of all, we don't have a TV in the bedroom because the bedroom's for other things.
AKA he's too cheap to buy another TV.
Napping is Eric. That's more correct than anything. So no, it is absolutely nasty if you eat in bed.
So, okay, you're sick, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna brings you a big
bowl of
soup. Oh, shut up.
If I have to crawl to a chair, I will do it. I will not eat in bed. No.
What about one little cookie with some milk before he falls asleep?
So I'm guessing that you all do eat in bed.
All the time.
That's where I hide
from my children. That's the only place I can watch my shows.
Okay, so I'm between both of you.
Okay.
Because I'm totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. I feel rich when I eat in bed.
Oh, you have like a tray? Rich.
Yeah, like I don't know what it is. If I'm having coffee in bed, I just feel wealthy. I just feel like that's the...
You're like Gollum. You're like precious.
I love it.
But I don't ever do it because I'm not allowed in my house. Okay. My wife agrees with you, George.
Oh, really?
I agree with Mo. So I don't do it, but I love it so much.
I love it. Okay.
I'm obsessed.
All right. So let's find out what the verdict is this morning. So the question, again, just so we're clear, because Lindsay's on the phone and she's anxious to give her opinion.
It is unclean to eat in bed. Yes or no, Lindsay in Cleveland?
I'm going to go with no, because I'm going to snack all the time.
This girl, same.
So now you share a bed with someone, right?
Well, he can get out of it.
Oh!
She's like, this is my bed.
Are you married?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. You have got him. You are just stringing that guy along.
Did she just say he could get out?
No, she's bringing him snacks in bed.
All right. Okay. Again, no wrong answers. Just your opinion on jury duty this week.
Mike is on the phone in Jersey Village. Mike, it says here you're in a relationship, so we want to know your opinion. It is unclean to eat in bed. Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's your favorite thing to eat in bed?
Usually I eat popcorn.
Okay, thank you for that answer. I'm gonna write down
my favorite thing to eat in bed, Mo, and just
popcorn.
Pass you a note.
Wait a second. Mike, you get like the popcorn husk and they stick in the folds of your skin.
Ew! Oh my gosh, Mike, I'm so sorry you called this radio station.
No, they do, though.
We were over here having a pretty sexy conversation,
awesome.
George.
And you took it there.
You don't think he gets popcorn husk in the fold of his
Jade is on the phone in the Woodlands. Hey, Jade, it says here you've been married for 11 years. So answer this question. It is unclean to eat in bed. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Ooh. Thank you, Jade. Thank you. You don't want a popcorn husk in the folds of your skin.
No, of course not.
Jade, how long you been married?
11 years.
Okay, we're finding something out about the audience. Mm-hmm. The longer you've been married, the more stuck
you
up
are.
You are yes. about eating in bed.
It is not being stuck up. Go to juror number 4.
All right, Karen and Splendora, first of all, how long have you been sleeping with someone in the same bed?
I've been married almost 2 years.
Okay,
very
2 years.
Nice. Congratulations.
All right, is it unclean to eat in bed?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Karen. See, these Hi, young girl. Relationships, it's still...
We're just still fun and snacky.
Yeah,
you
it's
know
still
what I mean?
New.
Yeah.
I do, but
Hi,
my girl. Husband does not.
Oh, okay.
You're the snack, Karen. All right, moving on.
All right, let's go to Mackenzie in Richmond. Mackenzie, you are juror number 5. You get the final word here. Give us your answer, yes or no. Is it... What's the question?
It is unclean to eat in bed, yes or no.
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay.
All right. And how long have you been married?
I'm actually engaged. We're getting in November.
Boom.
We've been living together for 2 years, but I'm a snacker at nighttime because we also have a toddler.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's my time to decompress with my glass of wine and my little meat and cheese.
I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. If it doesn't work out with that guy, give me a call, okay?
She brings a meat and cheese tray to bed.
You should see my nightstand. That's where I hide my cookies and my gun. That's it.
Wow, there's different stuff in my nightstand.
Way different stuff in my nightstand.
Please hit the gavel, George.
Yes, it's time on the verdict today on jury duty.
It is unclean to eat in bed, and the answer is no. Now you know, George, this is going to spice up your life. I'm just telling you.
One of these days, you're going to get a corn husk stuck somewhere.
No way.
It's going to be bad news for you. All right, that's jury duty every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Today is Texans Ticket Tuesday. Another chance to win happens this afternoon with Nick Russo. Set a reminder for 3:10 and 4:10 here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. This is where Eric takes a suggestion from you and turns it into a song, comes back and performs it all in 10 minutes. But it's got to start out with you this morning.
Let's start with Jessica in Crosby. Hey, Jessica. Good morning. What do you want Eric to sing about?
Good morning, guys. So I know y'all had a song about teeth yesterday, but mine's not about teeth. I'm on my way to get a root canal, and I think Eric needs to sing about where do you look? Am I going to look at the dentist's eyes while he's in my mouth drilling? Do I look at the ceiling?
Yeah.
Do I look at the hygienist who's holding a little sucky thing? You know, I just...
I really want to know, I would love to hear from dentists, why do they talk to us when our mouth is wide open?
It's like,
is that like a sick joke? I really think they do that to get some sick pleasure.
Okay, where do you look?
Good luck today.
When you're at the dentist. Yeah, let us know. I hope everything goes okay on your root canal there. 713-881-5500.
Rachel's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Rachel. What would you like Eric to sing about?
Good morning. I think Eric should sing about having shower thoughts.
Oh, really?
And how you come up with and solve the world's greatest problems in the shower or come up with the most difficult questions.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to go a different way about Eric's shower thoughts.
I thought
it was going to be something to
Rachel, I get you. Do you ever have to get out of the shower to either write it down or put something in your phone?
Yes. I had a question the other day about who changes billboards, and I can't get it out of my head.
I love that for you.
Wait, did you come up with this idea for a 10-minute tune in the shower?
I probably did.
Okay.
In the thoughts.
All right, I love the shower thoughts. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right, we need, let's do one more suggestion this morning.
All right, let's go to, 10-year-old Oscar. Hey, you're 10 years old?
Yeah.
What should I sing about?
Monsters under the bed.
Ooh. Monsters.
What's the monster under your bed name?
What do you got?
It's Bob.
Bob the monster.
He seems harmless.
Wow. He sounds kind of nice. Is he your buddy?
Yes.
See?
What does he do? He's funny and he's sometimes scary.
Oh,
he's
sometimes.
Funny and sometimes scary. It's like working with Mo.
Exactly. You never know what you're going to walk
Mostly
into.
Scary. Mostly scary.
Oscar, well, listen, you have a good day at school. Thank you for the suggestion this morning.
Thank you.
All right. So there we go. Eric, what do you have here? Let's recap what we have.
This is another great day. Looking at the dentist, where do you look?
I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
Shower thoughts, okay. Which are those those off-the-wall thoughts that you always seem to have in the shower.
Seems like a bad idea. That's
and then Bob, the monster under the bed.
Aww.
Scary, funny. Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of stuck on number two.
Of course you are.
Those weird thoughts that you think when you're in the shower.
This is bad.
I've already got an idea.
Not good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. Yeah, no, it's good.
When he immediately thinks of a song that he can sing it to, it's all over then. All right, so that's going to be our choice today. Eric's choice today on our 10-minute tune. Let's see what he can create. Come on, find out what he can do with it. 10-minute tune, he'll perform it next here on The Bull. All right, so we were out on vacation last week, and I had a chance to go to Switzerland. And what I found in my room in Switzerland has caused a little trouble with Mo and Eric. Got details on that just about 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. This is where Eric takes your suggestion and he creates a song off of it. And who was it that called this morning, Mo?
It was Rachel in Houston with this suggestion.
Good morning. I think Eric should sing about having shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts. Okay. So like those random things you think about in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the shower's always, it's like, oh, that's a good idea. You have to get out of the shower.
I do.
Write down that. You know, write them down, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric is back in the studio this morning.
Yep. I think that you just, as I walked in, I heard you saying, these are the random things. This is not shower thoughts the way you might think shower thoughts, okay?
Okay.
So my kids are listening.
Okay, got it.
This is all perfectly family friendly.
Okay.
These are the random ideas and thoughts that pop into your mind when you seem to be taking a shower.
Okay.
All right. It's Shower Thoughts, our song of the day.
Why is the word abbreviate so long? If tomatoes are a fruit, does that mean ketchup is a smoothie? Can you daydream at night? If oranges are oranges, why isn't a lime a green? I mean, that makes sense right there. Pizzas are round, why is the pizza box square? If soap is on the floor, does that mean the soap is dirty or the floor is clean? Who taught the first teacher? When vegans argue, is it still a beef? Why is it a building if it's already built? In the shower, I often think of these things early in the morning. Thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts. Or late in the evening. Thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts. Asking dumb questions. Thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts, thinking shower thoughts. When I'm standing in the water, this is what I ponder. No, I'm not high, I'm just thinking shower thoughts.
No, I disagree.
I don't know. You got a messed up brain.
Well done. Well done.
In the style of drop it like it's hot if you didn't
naturally
pick up on that.
Naturally. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. What did you think of today's 10-minute tune? What a great thing that did. I don't know how that gets in your head.
Well, we know a lot about his brain after listening to that song.
After listening to that song.
I'm saying?
But it's like, I don't know where he comes up with, but what a perfect song. You can download that today. Just get it off our podcast. Make sure you have the Audacy app, AUDACY. Look for the Morning Bullpen podcast and download it today. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, you'll have a chance to get in to play Mo Knows Country. You could take $100 off of her. That's just 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull. We're about to find out what kind of person you are when you listen to our radio show. Because something happened to me on vacation, and I think it illustrates the difference between Mo and Eric and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
We had a beautiful room on our vacation.
Yeah.
And it had just an incredible view of the mountains out the window.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. The Alps?
The Swiss Alps.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Snow-topped, beautiful.
Snow-topped, yes. Beautiful.
Romantic.
Now, just imagine this. Over the roofs of some beautiful ancient buildings, the snow-topped Alps peek out from behind.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And in our hotel room, I sat and pondered, because our hotel room had a swing chair. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I was very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And I showed Mo and Eric. I was like, hey, we had a swing chair in our room.
In our hotel room.
Yeah. And you proposed it to us like a child who was presenting his new favorite toy.
Mm-hmm. What other way is
so
there to
innocent
talk about
and
it?
Sweet? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's crazy to me, George, because sometimes you're the dad of the show, and today you have become our sweet, innocent little
baby
boy.
Yes.
And we just love your cute little dimples.
Just swinging and looking at mountains.
You're sitting in that mow. It was amazing.
And Eric and I are looking at each other with sweaty hands like you sat on that swing.
What? Never sit on the swing.
I never touch my skin to that swing.
I challenge you to post that picture and let people tell us if they thought what you all thought or if they thought like me.
Okay. You had a swing in your hotel room.
Challenge accepted, George. I just posted it. The Bull Houston Instagram, Facebook. It's on the stories. So if you click our little profile picture, it'll pop up and you'll see George's hotel room swing chair. I did not.
That's all you said?
I did not. George's hotel room swing chair.
And is there a poll after that or do people need a comment?
Let's put a poll up.
There, a pole and a swing. I can't handle it.
That's what the swing is for.
The swing
is for putting a pole up.
I don't want to work here anymore. I do not want to be part of this.
We are the best thing that happened to you and your marriage.
Yes.
Just saying. You had a swing in your hotel room.
Okay. But it was like sitting on your grandma's porch.
George.
Looking at the mountains. And the fresh air, the window was open.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so bad for Deanna. Deanna could have had a man on that trip. And she had grandma's baby boy. Like, with his legs not touching the ground.
La, 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 la.
All right. Okay.
Deanna, you deserve better.
Tomorrow morning, yes. I want to know the poll results and what people think.
If they, the poll.
Stop. Mo, just stop it.
Okay.
Let me get this. Okay. All right. So I want in tomorrow morning at this time, we will review the outcome of the poll because I need to know, do people think like you? Yes. Am I completely out of touch here? Or are people more innocent like me on this show? That's what we're going to find
out.
Where
my people lie.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Arcola this morning and say hi to Crystal. She is taking on Mo today. First time taking on Mo. Here's how you get the money, Crystal.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Crystal?
It's Mo's money.
Yeah.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Crystal, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Okay. Get out of here.
Good luck, Mama.
Thank you. You sound so nice. Be mean to her. You want that money. All right, Crystal, I got five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Which Texas singer became famous after being on the first season of a show called Nashville Star and later released the hit song The House That Built Me?
Built Me. Carrie Underwood.
Question number two. I guess the shine dimmed on their neon moon. What huge country duo had their last number one song in 2005 and temporarily disbanded in 2010?
Brooks and Dunn.
Question number three. A bar song, Tipsy, is number one on the country charts for the seventh straight week, breaking a record set by Carrie Underwood with Jesus Take the Wheel. Can you tell me who sings Tipsy?
Shaboozy.
Question number four. Maybe it's because here, everything is better, but Dolly Parton just announced that you can get her new wine at this Texas grocery store.
H-E-B.
And question number five. What was Carrie Underwood's debut single after winning American Idol in 2005? Was it A, Inside Your Heaven, B, Inside Your Car, or C, Inside Your Microwave?
Inside Your Car.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today.
Okay. Hey, you did a heck of a job, Crystal. I understand you're pretty new to this game and haven't heard it very much, but you got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Crystal.
Oh, awesome.
Let's see how Mo does.
Let's see.
Mo, question number one. Mm-hmm. Which Texas singer became famous after being on the first season of Nashville Star and later released the hit song The House That Built Me?
Oh, The House That Built Me is Miranda Lambert.
It is Miranda Lambert. That's what we were looking for.
Carrie Underwood, not right. So that means Mo is winning.
Question number two.
Let's do it.
I guess the shine dimmed on their neon moon. What huge country duo had their last number one song in 2005 and temporarily disbanded in 2010?
Neon Moon is Brooks and Dunn.
That is correct. Brooks and Dunn. By the way, back together.
They're back,
got a
George.
New album coming back,
they
all that kind of
back.
Stuff. I forgot about the tension, though. That was, anyway.
Mm.
Question number three. A bar song, Tipsy, is number one on the country charts for the seventh straight week, breaking a record set by Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel.
Okay.
Who sings Tipsy?
Oh, that's Shaboozy.
It is Shaboozy.
I don't know his legal name, so thank you for not asking.
All right, Crystal knew that one, and she knew the one before it, so the score right now is 3-2, Moe's winning.
Okay, and question number four.
Okay.
Maybe it's because here, everything is better. Dolly Parton just announced that you can get her wine at this Texas grocery store.
H-E-B?
That is correct.
Wow,
H-E-B is going to carry
it. Shopping.
All right. 4-3. She knew it.
All right. Last question. Mm-hmm. What was Carrie Underwood's debut single after winning American Idol in 2005? Was it A, Inside Your Heaven, B, Inside Your Car, or C, Inside Your Microwave?
Wait. Say them again.
Inside Your Heaven.
Yeah. Okay.
Inside Your Car, or Inside Your Microwave?
I'm going to guess A, Inside Your Heaven.
That is correct. It is Inside Your Heaven.
Yes. Crystal said car, so that makes the final score 5-3. Mo kept her money.
Yeah.
Crystal, you did good today,
Thank you.
All right, you know what you got to say to get out of here, though?
This is Crystal from Arcola, and Mo knows country.
Good job, Crystal. We'll give you a chance to be like Crystal. Try to take $100 from Mo. It happens here every morning. It's Mo Knows Country. Now, coming up next, what's the latest on Yordan Alvarez? We have the top three things that are trending in Texas, and they're up after Scotty McCreary right here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.